From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China intends to announce this month the first batch of U.S. soybean purchases, where most will go to state reserves. According to government officials, the final decision will be made by the state council or cabinet. AgWeb.com reports details to be decided include whether the volume should be 5 million tons or 8 million tons, and if commercial companies should buy a further 2 million tons and be reimbursed for the 25% tariffs. Bayer AG laid out ambitious sales and profit targets Wednesday in an effort to convince the market it is serious about boosting profits, reducing debt, and stopping a downward spiral in its stock price. AgriMarketing.com reports Bayer is dealing with the string of long-term challenges and the fallout from its recent acquisition of Monsanto, a deal designed to strengthen Bayer's strategic position that ended up spooking investors. Investors and analysts had been waiting for details about how Bayer plans to fix operational problems. In response to U.S. beef gaining new market access in Morocco, National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Kevin Kester says it's welcome news for producers and we're excited Moroccan consumers can now enjoy high-quality U.S. beef. Kester tells AgWire.com NCBA is grateful for the leadership President Trump, Ambassador Lighthizer, and Ambassador Dowd have shown on this issue. We look forward to continuing work to tear down more trade barriers for U.S. beef in markets around the world.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.